Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And the last couple of days, we've been focused very, very much on the understanding of the battle between the body and the soul, and how a person needs to understand that there's an Olam Hazeh and an Olam Haba, and that it would be wise for us to spend most of our lives thinking about the goals that are going to stay and last and pay off forever, including those of Olam Haba. And so therefore the Chovos HaLevavos continues, and he says, V'chein achi, he says, my brother, your soul and your body both need training. Your thoughts need training. A person shouldn't waste his body, but a person shouldn't waste his physical needs. He shouldn't waste physical advancements. Chovos HaLevavos is trying to teach us that there is value in creating vaccines and cures and medicinal needs here on earth. Don't mistake that and think that everyone should be sitting full-time in kolo. That's not a correct way to go. However, a person needs to go ahead and develop a mind and a body in a proper manner. Like we say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. How often is it that I remember thinking about some of the advancements that we have in society? There's a comedian who points out that there are such great people, people who've managed to go ahead and make major contributions to life. Somebody developed and discovered the polio vaccine. Somebody else discovers the value of antibiotics. And then there was the guy who was sitting in the lab and discovered how to create seedless watermelon. So the comedian goes on to discuss, gee, when they get together at their scientist conferences and they talk about what each person created, and what about the guy who says, oh yes, and my contribution to society was that now you don't have to remove seeds from watermelon? Is he proud of himself? Does he look around and say all of his scientific needs were important and his science was deserving as much of governmental interest and authority and financial backing as the former two? A person needs to go ahead and make that cheshbon in his or her life as well. Don't make a mistake about it. There are opportunities in life to use your mind, to use your body, to use your soul, but to go ahead and waste them on simple issues, to turn around and waste them, makes them useless. I worked for a man for a very long time, the late, great Rabbi Eli Teitelbaum, Zichrono Livracha. I remember in camp working with him, and one day he calls me over and he says to me, what is that awful poetry that the kids are singing? And I asked him, I had no idea what he was talking about. And then he brings me over and he has me listen to something at the time called rap. No, I'm not talking about the thing that has tuna in the middle. This rap was the rap music that has become popular in our culture today. And he said, it's vile and it's disgusting. I said to him, I understand that you're not happy with a lot of the lyrics. And at that time, the lyrics were not nearly as awful as they are today. But I said to him, why do you find it vile and disgusting? He says, it's disgusting because listen to the words that they're using. It's vile for a different reason. God gives these wonderful people a tremendous opportunity. Look how fast the mind moves in order to be able to create the lyrics. Look how wonderful the rhyming scheme is for the individuals who are involved. I and Rabbi Teitelbaum had written music and had become an expert in the Jewish music world. I can't rap that fast. I can't create the rhyming scheme in my music. But one thing I'll say is that it has soul inside of it. There is soul inside, and every word is connected. The rhyme scheme, when I do develop it, is valuable. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, that's what we need to do with our lives. When we have a talent, we need to be able to train our talent to be used in a holy manner, in a manner that is beneficial to the world at large. And our job is to find the healthy balance. So when we're asking ourselves, what are we doing today? If we ask ourselves how we choose how to spend our time, we need to ask ourselves, is what I'm doing just for right here or right now? Or is what I'm doing for nitzchios, for something that has purpose forevermore? If we do something for myself, my own self-aggrandizement right now, we have to ask ourselves what the cost of the time being spent is about. But when I do something now that will have everlasting ramifications, I know that what I'm doing will last forever. Have a terrific day.